I've noticed that when people go to apologize to one another, I mean, and you see this everywhere, people say, hey, you come up to someone, you apologize for them, and what they'll say is not, I forgive you, but rather something like, oh, that's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, forget it, you know. Don't bring it up. And there's a reason. I mean, there's a couple of reasons why people talk like that. I mean, one is, if you're going to forgive someone, you're going to admit the fact that their sin actually hurts you. In other words, if you say something like, I forgive you, you're acknowledging the pain that their sin caused you. That's one thing. But it's just, I mean, forgiveness acknowledges sin. So the gospel comes then to forgive sin, which means that it has to be acknowledged. The gospel doesn't excuse sin or pretend like it doesn't exist. This is what tolerance does. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. No big deal. Water off a duck's back. Forget about it. That's not what the gospel says. The gospel says your sin is such a terrible offense that you could never pay the debt that it cost to divine justice because of your sin. In fact, your sin is so bad that your God has to come down into your flesh and to suffer under the wrath of God and be forsaken by God in order to clear up this problem that you've caused. I mean, that's how bad it is. So forgiveness acknowledges the full weight and horror of sin, but then brings the full weight and delight of the Lord's love, of his cross and his blood, which is shed there. So really, when we talk about love and forgiveness, we're talking about sacrifice and death and the cross and the wrath of God being appeased by the suffering of Jesus. We're talking about all of those things. It's not just a, oh, don't worry about it. It's a, I've died for you, and now you can have life in me.